I'd like to begin my message this morning by reading a passage from the writings of Shinran that talks about the meaning of hearing in many senses. Shinran Choni no kiku ということについてご賛大をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。The Sutra on the Tathagata of Immeasurable Life states, upon hearing the name of Amida Buddha, the Tathagata of Immeasurable Light, sentient beings of the Buddha lands of other quarters, throughout all directions and in all places, awaken one thought moment of pure Shinjin and trusting in the Buddha's wisdom and rejoice.
Nyōrai ni tokareteru. Tahou no kuni no subete no hitobito ga 無量寿如来、阿弥陀如来の名号のいわれを聞いて、一年の清らかな心を起こして、歓喜するであると、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダ
ブツ。Once again, good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Very good. So I wanted to, once again, a few of you came in during the sutra chanting, so I wanted to let everyone know that this morning we're welcoming a beautiful antique bell into our sangha, into our hondo. Here was donated by Professor Elizabeth Kenny, one of my first teachers of Buddhism when I went to Japan as a college student many, many years ago. We won't talk about that. So it's a beautiful bell with a beautiful, beautiful melody. One of the things that people often comment on is the sound of our Buddhist bells. As a minister, I have many opportunities to go to different groups and do a Buddhist service for a kind of what's called an interfaith group. So do you have any friends who are not Buddhist? Friends who are maybe Christian or Jewish or Muslim or other religions, right? We all have, living here in America, right? We have all have friends who have different religions. Maybe some of us have family members. My parents are not Buddhist, right? So we have people of all different religions that we live with every day. And sometimes we like to get together and have a kind of a service all together where we each bring something from our own tradition and share with each other. When I am invited to those services, one of the things I like to bring is our Buddhist chanting. And when I do Buddhist chanting, I always bring a little bell. And, I'll ring the bell to start the chanting, just as we rang the bell to start our chanting here this morning. And every single time I do that, after the service, someone comes up to me, and they almost never compliment me on my chanting. They almost never say, "Wow, your chanting was so beautiful." And I understand why. But they'll always come up to me and say, "Wow, I love the sound of that bell. That bell, it just brought me into a meditative state of mind, just hearing that bell." And, you know, Buddhist bells are very well made. They have a beautiful melody, and they often calm our minds. How do you feel when you hear the bell? What do you think about? Does something come to mind? Or maybe everything goes from your mind, right? So the idea when we ring the bell to start the sutra chanting, it has a few purposes. One is to say, okay, we're going to start chanting, everybody, you know, to bring us all together, to set the rhythm and the tone. But it also tells us to let go of all those other concerns. We come into the temple, you know, we have all kinds of things going on throughout the week. When we come into the temple, we hear the sound of the bell, and it helps us to put all those things down, to put down all of those things and to listen to the sounds of the Buddha's words that we chant. まあ、この鐘の音を聞くと、まあ、聞きなさいという意味ですね。いろいろな頭の中に、心の中に、まあ、悩みのこと、心配すること、いっぱい多分あってると思うんですけど、私もそうですけど、その、代金とか賞金の綺麗な音を聞いたら、じゃあそれを全部一旦置いといて、 お経を務めをして、お経のお務めをするというのは仏様の言葉を聞くですね。
So when we chant the sutras, we're saying it out loud, but most importantly, we're hearing. We're hearing the teachings of the Buddha's teaching, right? And that's the, been the meaning of bells in Buddhism for many, many years, for centuries.
これは仏教の伝来の、まあ、その鐘の音ですね。
So there's a very famous story in Japan called the Heike Monogatari. It's a very famous piece of Japanese literature. And the opening line of that says, the great bell of the Gion Temple reverberates into every human heart to wake us to the fact that all is impermanent and fleeting.
まあ、平家物語の、まあ、有名な言葉、一番最初の言葉は、祇園精舎の鐘の声、商業無常の響きあり、すべてのものが常に移り変わったり、変更するということは、その仏教の、あの鐘を聞くということですね。
So to hear the sound of a bell is to truly hear the sound of the Buddha's wisdom.
で、この鐘をよく聞くというのは、まあ、今から仏様の知恵を聞こうということですね。
So the first time that I really had a lot of experience hearing Buddhist bells was when I was in Japan, actually. When I was an exchange student, as a college student, I had the opportunity to spend some time in Japan. And Professor Kenny introduced me to a group. It was a Zazen group at a place called Seitaian.Which is a little temple kind of in the northern hills of Kyoto, where they, do they still meet? They had a different temple, but they used to meet every 2 weeks when I was there, and they would have a meditation sessions on Saturdays. And so we would have, we would sit basically all day, morning and afternoon sessions, and you'd hear the bell, you'd listen to the bell, and then you'd sit.And did any of you, were any of you able to join David's meditation introduction a few weeks ago? A couple weeks ago, David did an introduction to meditation here at the temple. And he did in the Soto Zen style of sitting. That was the same style of sitting that we would do at that temple. And when you sit facing a wall, right? So you're sitting facing a wall. And walls are not that interesting to look at, right?So as you're looking at the wall, you're facing the wall, your ears perk up and you start to hear. You start to listen. And I remember the first time I went to that temple, it was in the winter, winter time, and it had snowed. And in Kyoto, it snows and then it melts usually. And so I could hear the drip, drip, drip. You know, at first it was very serene and, oh, I'm here in Japan, I'm listening to this. But by the end of the day, I was like, oh my gosh, the dripping, it just won't stop.You know, this constant dripping, but it's there, you know, and there are all kinds of sounds you hear. And as the seasons change, I remember we'd hear different sounds. In the spring, you'd hear some frogs, rah, 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 rah. And then in the summer, when you'd go to a temple and do this sort of sitting in August, you'd hear the cicadas, this loud, kind of, these big cicadas are these large kind of loud insects that everybody sort of associates with Japan in the summer. And so you're listening to things outside, right? But you're also listening to your own voice inside, right? You're thinking about, you know, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about right now, right? What am I going to have for lunch, you know? How's the U.S. going to do in the World Cup, right? Does anybody care?Well, yeah, okay, a few people care, right? You know, so how, you know, we're thinking about all different things. And so if you sit there for a few hours, then you really, you know, you get very familiar with that sound, that voice that's in your own head. Do you ever listen to that sound? You know, it's always going, right? Constantly. It's like a kind of an unending record and it's constantly playing. So you're listening to what's outside, but also listening to what's inside. And you start to understand yourself.And get a sense of who you are.
で、まあ、座禅を座ると、この曹洞宗の座禅は基本的に壁に向かって座るんですけど、まあ、壁を見るのはそんなに面白くないから、よく周りのものを聞くようになって、周りのものを聞くし、自分の心の中を聞くようになって、何を考えている、私日頃に何を考えたりする、何を心配したりすることがあったりすることは、自分の心の中によくわかるようになります。
So you listen to the sounds outside, but you also listen to the sounds inside, and you come to understand, what am I worrying about all day?
What is on my mind all the time? What are my thoughts? What are my concerns? And then you start to understand those things. One of the people that I met at this Zazen group was a monk by the name of Dogo. Dogo is a good friend of Professor Kenny and I. He's a very interesting character. He's a German monk. He's from Germany, very unique individual. And when the first time I met Dogo, there's just something about him. He was very curious kind of person. And the more I talked to him, the more I wanted to sort of find out, where did this guy go to study Buddhism? Where did he do this sort of meditation? And I was able to go to the temple where he practiced. Now, the Seitaiyan group, the group that we would normally go to, was, you know, it was in the city, it was all kinds of different people, it had a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere. But this temple that Dogo was from was very strict, traditional Japanese temple. And I was able to go maybe, I think, 3 or 4 times total. The first time I went, I thought, this is great. That was where I got the idea that I wanted to be a Buddhist priest. I looked around and I said, oh, I want to be like these guys. This is so cool. You know, this is real Zen. And so, you know, I went, and then I went home. And the next time, I'm going to be like those guys. I'm going to shave my head before I go. Right? して、私が、座禅が何回か参加したことあったんですけど、初めて行った時はこれかっこいいなと思って、これはしたいなと思ってたんですね。 And I was, at the time, I was, it was at the end of our school year, so I was staying for a few days with a friend's host family. They had a beautiful brand new house. And at least I had the good sense to ask the host mother if I could shave my head in her kitchen sink before I did it. And she was sort of like, okay. And she's like, but please, you know, don't put any hair down the drain. Okay, so I just got my big shaving razor, and my hair was a little longer than it is now. And I just went to work, you know, with it, never having shaved my head before. Well, how do you think it looked when I was done? right? Bloody, right? Had all these razor cuts on the top of my head. So I show up at this temple, you know, thinking, oh, you know, I'm here to be the Zen man. And in reality, you know, I had this head full of razor cuts. So they probably thought I was some kind of lunatic. But I said, okay, you know, you can come in. And I thought, you know, I'm into it now. I'm doing it. I'm doing the Zen thing. I've shaved off all my hair. I'm ready to go. And at one point, I had received a fax from my host family. They would communicate with me by fax for some reason. And so I decided that, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to go and get my fax. And the head monk had his own office. And I just walked right into his office like I owned the place. How do you think he felt about that? he set me straight, let's just say. He definitely set me straight. And he said, you know, you ask, you wait for me to invite you before you come into my office. It's like, you shave off all your hair, but nothing changes. そして、私のところに入るときに、まず止まって、私が入ってくださいと言うまでに待つ。そして、あなたは玉を剃って何も変わらないと、しっかり叱れました。 So I received a really good Dharma message there, right? Because I had this idea, I'm the Zen man. I was all wrapped up in my own ideas of what I was doing and how I was, not able to see myself. And he very kindly showed me, he very kindly told me, this is how you are, this is what you're doing. He wasn't being mean. He wasn't trying to hurt my feelings. He was trying to help me see and understand myself more clearly. そしてこういうふうに叱られると、実に親切なことでした。私はこういうふうにわがままに動いたり、思ったりして、これは間違ってるよと、実は優しく言えたことですね。Shinran tells us that when we hear the teachings of the Buddha, when we truly hear and understand the teachings of the Buddha, there are two things that happen when we truly hear the Buddha Dharma. One is that we come to understand ourselves more clearly. The other is that we come to appreciate the compassion of the Buddha. Because the Buddha, he sees us as we are. You know, we like to think of ourselves as these, you know, very smart. I like to think of myself, at least, very smart, you know, very clever, you know, dignified. I'm the minister of the temple, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's another side. you know, a side that maybe my wife sees, or many other people in my life, all of you probably see. And, you know, when I'm able to see that kindly, to be shown that foolish nature of myself, then that's a wonderful gift, because then I can understand how I really am. And from that point, then I can turn to the teachings of the Buddha. And the wonderful thing about the Buddha is that his teachings, he knows about people like me. He knows how we are, but he doesn't judge us and he doesn't disapprove. There's no sense of you're not okay. There's no sense of I don't like the way you are in the heart of the Buddha. The heart of the Buddha is to look at others and say, yeah, that's a mistake. That's not the best way to go about it. Let me kindly help you. Let me show you the clear way forward. And I encountered that kindness and that compassion in the head monk at that Hoshinji temple. そして、仏様の見教えを聞くのは、大体もう2つの面があるんですね。1つは、教えを聞いて、実際の実の私を見えること。私は一体どんなものであるかを分かること。そして、 それを分かってたら仏様が、じゃあそのあなたがこういうふうに導きます。正しい道に導かれて、それはあなたが悪いとか、あなたは受け入れないというのは一切なくて、優しく、これは正しいという道を導かれますね。And that's the meaning of this passage that I read at the beginning of my talk today, saying upon hearing the name of the Buddha, for us, that's hearing the Nembutsu, simply hearing the words Namo Amida Butsu. That's what we do here, right? We hear the Nembutsu, we hear Namo Amida Butsu. But to really hear Namo Amida Butsu is to at once understand myself as I truly am, and also to understand that the boundless compassion of the Buddha accepts me just as I am and shows me the clear way. Doesn't say, keep on hurting people, keep on causing trouble, keep on annoying everybody around you. It's saying, this is the right way. Hey, let's do this instead. して、仏様のお念仏、名号、南無阿弥陀仏を聞くというのは、まず私はどんな人である、どんな人間であるを、まず十分に分かって、そして、それからこういうふうに向きが変えるよという親切の声を聞いて、 あなたがダメだ。あなたは良くないとかという声じゃなくて、こうしましょう。そういう、人を苦しんだり、イライラさせたりすることを、それを置いておいて、こういうふうにすればいいんじゃないですかということを理解するのを仏様の知恵に導かれることですね。The ability to make that change in our thinking, we call that shinjin. It's a word that we use a lot around here. Basically, it means entrusting the wisdom of the Buddha, or perhaps having faith. But it's that change in perspective to say, hear the Buddha's teachings and say, yeah, that's about me. That's about me. Sometimes we hear something that says, people have a tendency to make this kind of mistake. And the first thing we think about is, oh yeah, my wife does that all the time. My wife should come here and hear this teaching, right? But really, that teaching is for us. And to really understand that and appreciate that, that's the great shift. And that's where we find that we realize what we call a settled heart, a heart that's peaceful, realizing that we're guided by the Buddha. And we don't have to do it all by ourselves, because we have those kind people, those bells ringing throughout our day, showing us the true way. So let us together now say the Nembutsu and hear the sound of the great bell of awakening reverberating in our hearts. そしてみんな一緒にお念仏をもして、その仏様の悟りの 鐘の響きを聞きましょう。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥